North Carolina Senate leaders unveiled a plan yesterday to redistribute the state's sales tax. The bill's sponsor says it will help poorer counties, but for Charlotte, it will compound an already deep hole in the budget. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
About a quarter of North Carolina's sales tax revenue that goes back to counties gets spread evenly based on population. The rest goes back to the county where the sale happened, and that's mostly urban areas. Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown is one of the Senate leaders from rural counties pushing to change that.
Large urban counties have had an unfair advantage for decades. This bill restructures the sales tax system so rural poor counties can finally receive a fair shake.
It distributes all of the sales tax revenue by population instead of just a quarter, meaning more money for economically depressed rural counties. The trade-off is a hit to urban areas. Mecklenburg County and Charlotte officials couldn't immediately calculate the bill's impact, but the city budget office has estimated that the changed formula, when fully implemented, would drop sales tax revenue by a third. That's roughly 5% of Charlotte's current budget.
It would truly be devastating.
Charlotte City Manager Ron Carley.
What services would be cut or what increases in property tax the council would have to consider are impossible to predict right now.
But Carley says it would have to mean deep cuts or more taxes. Now, it wouldn't hit all at once. The new formula phases in over 3 years, which Senator Brown says gives hard-hit areas time to cope. But Charlotte is already dealing with a budget gap, which has led to a hiring freeze. The elimination of another state tax for business licenses, along with lower-than-projected property tax revenue, has carved a bigger hole than any single year of the recession. And that's even before any new cuts to the sales tax. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.